Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. Today, I want to look at the language from the opening scene of The Godfather. This is widely held to be one of the best films of all time. In the opening scene, we are introduced to Vito Corleone as he listens to the problems of an old friend who needs his help. The scene opens in a dark room with a close-up of Bonacera, who's explaining his problem. It really is a brilliant opening scene. I want you to listen to some lines from the film and then I'll discuss the language. We'll start with a short clip.
I believe in America. America's made my fortune.
A fortune is a large amount of money or property. People sometimes complain or boast that they've spent a fortune on their hobby. If I ever bought anything that wasn't the cheapest possible option, my mother would complain that it had cost a small fortune. Notice the collocation. Bonacera says that America has made his fortune. With words for money, we use the verb make. You can make money. This means earn money. You might hear someone ask, "How much do you make as a teacher?" This is the same as how much do you earn? He made his fortune on the stock market. Bonacera made his fortune in America. Later on, the Godfather says, "You found paradise in America, had a good trade, made a good living." To make a living means to earn enough money to pay for the things you need to survive. To make a good living means you earn enough money to live well. Bonacera goes on to say,
"And I raised my daughter in the American fashion. I gave her freedom, but I taught her never to dishonor her family."
There are two important concepts in this scene: honor and respect. Honor is a quality that a person can have when they are confident, honest, and trustworthy, and represent the ideals of the society they live in. Being a person of honour in one society might mean going to church and dressing smartly, but in another, it might mean serving in the military or doing an important job. In some countries, there is a very important hierarchy of honour. Respect is normally a verb, and it means to recognise a person's honour, that you have a high opinion of the person. the way you act towards them might show respect. It might demonstrate your attitude towards them. The opposite is to disrespect. If you disrespect a person, you act in a way that does not show that you have a high opinion. Perhaps you talk over them when they're talking, or you ignore their advice, or perhaps you start yawning or don't pay attention to them. To dishonour is much stronger. This means to do something that reduces a person's honour. That is, to do something that would cause everybody else to lose respect for them. In the film, Bonacera is upset because he taught his daughter to never do anything that would dishonour his family. But then, something happened that did. Listen to the next lines.
She found a boyfriend, not an Italian. She went to the movies with him. She stayed out late. I didn't protest. 2 months ago, he took her for a drive with another boyfriend. They made her drink whiskey. And then they tried to take advantage of her.
Bonacera's daughter found a boyfriend who took her out with another boy, and they tried to get her drunk by making her drink whiskey. Whiskey is a very strong alcoholic drink. It's a spirit. That means a small amount can make you quite drunk if you're not used to it. To take advantage of someone normally means to use somebody's weakness to help yourself. So, old people or people with learning disabilities can be vulnerable. If a con man tries to steal from these people because they're weak, the con man is taking advantage of them. Another common use of this phrase, and the meaning of the use in the film, is to sexually assault someone who is too drunk to be able to stop it. Sometimes when people are drunk, they lose some of their control. Sometimes they lose the ability to consent at all. If a person is coerced or forced into a sexual act in this state, they have been taken advantage of. Listen to the next lines.
She resisted. She kept her honor. So they beat her like an animal. When I went to the hospital, her nose was broken. Her jaw was shattered, held together by wire. She couldn't even weep because of the pain. But I wept. Why did I weep? She was the light of my life. Beautiful girl.
The boys tried to take advantage, but she resisted and kept her honour. She stopped them assaulting her sexually, but then they physically attacked her. Bonacera says her jaw was a shattered. The "a" in front of shattered is supposed to be his Italian accent. The word shattered means broken into many pieces. If someone breaks their jaw, doctors may have to use a wire frame to hold the bone pieces in place so they can heal.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
This is a very unpleasant treatment. And Bonacera wept. To weep means to cry very dramatically with lots of tears. It's irregular. Weep, wept, wept. Bonacera says what he did next.
I went to the police. Like a good American. These two boys were brought to trial. The judge sentenced them to 3 years in prison and suspended the sentence. Suspended the sentence.
To sentence means to say what an official punishment is. This is done by a judge. The judge sentenced the boys to 3 years in prison. A sentence is another word for an official punishment. Often you hear about a 1 year or 5 year sentence, which means that the convict has to go to prison for up to 1 or 5 years. A life sentence in some countries means you have to stay in prison for the rest of your life. What made Bonacera mad was that the sentence was a suspended sentence. A suspended sentence is a special type of punishment that's a bit like a threat. It means that you'll have to serve the time in prison if you get into trouble again. The sentence has been suspended or put on hold, and you won't have to go to prison if you don't break the law.
They went free that very day. I stood in the courtroom like a fool. And those two bastards, they smiled at me. Then I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Corleone.
Bastard, in modern English, just means a horrible person. It's a regular noun, so the plural form should be bastards. It is a swear word and is offensive to some people. It's not a really vulgar or serious swear word. You won't attract any attention if you say it in a pub, but you shouldn't say it at work or somewhere you should be polite. Originally it meant someone whose parents were not married, and in the context of the film is supposed to indicate that these were not honourable people. Bonacera then asks the godfather to murder these boys, but the godfather says no. Listen to his response.
We've known each other many years, but this is the first time you ever came to me for counsel for help.
Counsel is a formal word for advice.
I can't remember the last time that you invited me to your house for a cup of coffee. Even though my wife is godmother to your only child. But let's be frank, you never wanted my friendship. And you were afraid to be in my debt.
Debt is something that you owe. It's usually money. If you borrow money from the bank, then you are in debt. Credit card debt is probably the easiest debt to run up. You can be in debt to a person, which really means you owe the person some money, or you can be in a person's debt, which means you owe them in another way. You would be in a person's debt if they helped you. If you are in a person's debt, then they may ask you for a favour in return, and you would feel obligated to do what they ask. The godfather says that Bonacera did not come to him for help because he was afraid to be in his debt. Listen to the next part for the phrases make a living and respect.
I understand. You found paradise in America. You had a good trade, made a good living, police protected you, and there were courts of law. And he didn't need a friend like me. But now you come to me and you say, Don Corleone, give me justice. But you don't ask with respect. You don't offer friendship. You don't even think to call me godfather. Instead, you come into my house on the day my daughter's to be married and you ask me to do murder for money.
I ask you for justice.
That is not justice. Your daughter is still alive.
Justice in this example means fairness in the way people are treated. Justice can mean the system of laws in a country that says how a person should be punished for different crimes. But there is also a more general kind of natural justice that many people believe should be the case. Good people deserve good things to happen to them, and bad people deserve bad things to happen. Unfortunately, you often hear people complain that there's no justice in the world. The Godfather agrees to make the boys suffer in a way that he thinks is just and appropriate considering their crimes, and sends Bonacera away with these closing words.
Someday, and that day may never come, I'll call upon you to do a service for me. But until that day, accept this justice as a gift on my daughter's wedding day.
This really is a brilliant opening scene. The combination of fear and respect that the Godfather commands in this dark office on what turns out to be his daughter's wedding day tells us so much about this mysterious anti-hero. If you haven't seen the film or haven't seen it recently, I recommend you watch it again. At least re-watch the opening scene to hear the language again and see Marlon Brando as the Godfather. Remember, there's a webpage for this podcast on Learn English Vocabulary where you'll find the transcript and some language activities to test yourself to see if you've learned the vocabulary from this podcast. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a rating or a review. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.